Listen, Carla, we're running out of time. Don't tell me to stay calm or play it by the book when the clock's ticking and there's a woman's life hanging in the balance. The Sandman Killer thinks he can get us to play more of his sick games, but I've had enough of dancing to his tune. So when we go back into that interrogation room, we have to get that bastard to tell us where in the desert he's got her buried alive, by any means necessary. Do you understand? I'm not failing her, not like the others. I'm not failing her, not like the others. I can't fail her, not like the others. Which works better? Let's try a duo read. Where's her dressing room? Oh, there you are. Just going through my script read for the season finale. You know, that big intense interrogation scene where Carla and Addison play mind games with the Sandman. I mean, we are filming it tomorrow. What have you been doing? And, why did you push that laptop away so quickly? And why are you giving me that funny look? Oh, come on, let's have a look. I'm curious now. That's not a script, though it is our characters. So it's like a fanfic about them. Oh, right, didn't know you were into this. Let's have a look. No need to be embarrassed. I recognize it. It's based on season 3 and that whole plot about someone in the precinct being on the take. Addison thought it was Carla and got in her face about it. But in the show, she didn't tie Carla to a chair and oh my, she definitely didn't do that. Or that. Or, wow. I didn't realize it was one of those fan fictions. No, no, I'm not upset at you or anything. I was the one that butted in. Hey, I didn't say close it. Well, you know, it's pretty well written. Apart from, you know, the subject matter, I'd really believe this was a proper novelization of the show. Though the characterization is a bit off. I mean, I don't think Carla would be wearing lingerie under her suit. What if she got into a chase? And why would Addison be bringing a sex toy to work, never mind keeping it in her pocket? It's very unprofessional. So, you're into this? Well, I don't just mean smutty fanfiction. That's fine. I mean smutty fanfiction about our characters. Huh. Seriously? The Carla Addison is the show's most popular pairing in the fanfic community? Oh, I wonder, where are they getting that from? I mean, Addison's straight, right? She had that affair with Officer Alberto Cortez in season 1. Yes, well, I know what bisexual means. Okay, fair point. And that relationship, well, it really wasn't convincing, even to me. Seriously, this was before you joined, but I nearly choked on some of the lovey-dovey dialogue they were asking me to come out with back then. And it was so ridiculous that Cortez would be ready to leave his wife over someone he's known for a week at most. Guess the fans picked up on that. But pairing Addison with Carla, I mean, they're just good friends, right? Mind you, someone's seeing something there, and you've got me kind of curious. So go on. Tell me what they base this pairing on. I guess there was that one bit where Addison was getting shot at by that hitman in the season 2 climax. Carla just went medieval on his ass before rushing her partner to hospital, telling Addison how she couldn't die when she was the best partner she'd ever had. Huh. Oh, and there's that bit where they go to a bar after a case. They get a bit drunk and Carla starts complaining about her love life, how she's giving up on men. You're right. Then Addison drags her home and tucks her into bed. Man, I wasn't going for romantic when I did that scene. You just had some hair hanging in your face, and I ad-libbed brushing it off. So you didn't sneeze and ruin the take. I remember that scene when they were on a stakeout in suburbia together. And that bit where Addison rushes out of the shower in a towel when they finally get a sign of life from the target. Anne, When we were filming that, I didn't notice the eyes-popping-out look you and Carla gave Addison. But I can totally see someone watching that and jumping to some steamy conclusions. So, yeah, I guess I actually get it when you put it like that. I feel sort of silly I didn't realize it earlier. Be honest. Was that reaction Carla checking Addison out or you checking me out? Thought so. No, I'm not freaking out, really. You're the professional, private type, but I had a bit of a hunch you were into girls. You already know I go both ways. So, let's get back to that scene in this fan fiction, It starts with the bit where Addison was getting in Carla's face about being on the take. She thought she had proof that her best friend had betrayed her, and it was tearing her up inside. But in this one, it's not just the two of them staring each other down in the rec room. The author has Addison drag Carla off to a soundproof interrogation room and... Oh, I've got an idea. I've been saying our characters would never do this, but we don't know that, do we? Well, you've got me wondering, what if the fans are seeing something that we and the writers are oblivious to, If they think there's sexual tension between Addison and Carla, then why don't we put it to the test? I say let's play out their version of the scene. You and me, this dressing room can be an interrogation room. It's even got a nice big mirror. And to make it really authentic, I've got my props. Yeah, the handcuffs and the gun. You ready? This is gonna be fun. And if you want to stop early, then just say so, okay? Cool. Cool. Okay, now then. Get in the fucking chair, Carla. That's right. I'm pointing my gun at you. Trust? Yeah, I thought I could trust you. Then I found out you were crooked. Oh, don't deny it. You think I wanted to believe it? Of course not. But I've seen the evidence. Hands behind the chair. I'm getting the truth out of you, and I don't want any funny business. Yeah, it's the prop ones. So you know where to press if you want them to just pop off, right? Okay, good. Yes, Commissioner Rose showed me the classified file on the Cassinoli case after it was thrown out of court. And I joined. And I connected the dots. Figured out it was you who tipped the boss off. I haven't told anyone else yet. I wanted to be the one. Damn it, Carla! How could you? We've trusted each other with our lives. You rushed me to the hospital and saved my damn life. I carried you home when you were drunk. We lived together for weeks undercover. We've been closer than sisters, and now you betray me like this. I don't want to believe it, but all the evidence points to you. But the worst thing is, even now I won't believe it. I can't believe it till I hear you say it yourself. Even now, if you tell me you're innocent, I'll believe you, because we're partners. And damn it, Carla, I thought we were. I thought we could be more than that. Fuck it. You say you're innocent, then I guess I'm going down with you. I don't care about my career if I lose you, because even if my worst fears are true, if you are guilty and you're just using me, I could never be the one to turn you in. Because I love you, Carla, and you made me say it like this. Damn you, Carla. I love you so much. And I never dreamed you might feel the same way. I didn't want to endanger our friendship or damage my career, so I kept it all under wraps. Get those handcuffs off. We might both be in jail cells by the end of the day, so if you want to do this, I don't want to waste any more time. Oh, I've wanted to get my hands on your body for so long. I wanted to do so more than just sneak a glance. No, we have to be quick. I wanted our first time to be romantic, but someone could come in at any moment. Get those trousers off. Up on the counter. I just want to tear your panties to one side and bury my face in there. Drink in your scent and just taste you. You like that? You wanted it just as much as me? Oh, come on. This room's soundproofed. Just make as much noise as you like. Oh, you taste so good. Hey, why are you pulling me up? Well, that wasn't in the source material. Oh, you want to improv? Okay, I'm down with that. Just get a hand between your legs. Wait, let me open my belt. Get my pants open. Yes, get a hand into my panties and we pull. Oh, yes. Oh, so good. Yeah, I was getting wet reading that. Oh, you're very wet. Imagine if the writer knew what they'd made us do. Oh, yes. Just rub. Oh, you're teasing me so well. Oh, you feel good. So hot. Just having a hand on each other's pussies. Just rubbing. Seeing you bite your lip. Does it feel good? Feels good to me, too. You're so damn sexy, just squirming on that counter. Your pants around your ankles. Your pussy dripping wet. And I'm gonna slow down. Because you're rubbing me so good, I can't focus. I think I might come. Just like that. Just like that. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, this is so hot. Yes. Oh, a little bit more. Yeah. Yes, make me come. Oh, I'm so close. I'm gonna come. Look what you've done. My panties are so good. I might have to leave them in here when I get back on set. Just to our next scene, Commando. Hey, get back in that chair, Missy. We need to get back to our script. The script involved Carla handcuffed to the chair, remember? Let me get them back on. And then Addison producing a vibrator. Something like this? Maybe it's not in character for her, but keeping a spare in her bag for when we're shooting on location and staying at a hotel somewhere is entirely in character for me. Now, spread 'em. Get those legs open and let's just apply it. Now then, where were we? Carla, so if you're not the mole, who is? You're protecting them, aren't you? But I'm not letting you take the fall for anyone. I'm just going to have to get the real answer out of you. So let's just start to work over your pussy with this lovely little toy, shall we? You're really sensitive down there, aren't you? Come on, don't resist. No point rattling those cuffs. You're not going anywhere. Just take it. Just take it as I work this vibrator around your beautiful pussy. Just tease the lips. Run it around the hood. That's right. Buzzsaw's gonna break you. Give me a name, Carla. I won't let you come until you do. Oh, trust me. You don't need to protect me. We'll take this on together, no matter what, because we're partners. Oh, the commissioner? I would have never guessed. So he must have tampered with the file he showed me. But you're such a good girl for telling me that, for trusting me. And good girls get to come. Don't hold back. Yeah, that's right. Move your hips as I rub your clit and just tease you with the toy. come on. Come for me. Come for me. Come for your partner. Nearly there. Yeah, come on. Let's go. Just come. Oh, yes. Good. Come for me. Wow. That was amazing. I know, me too. I totally got into character. The author was right. It felt really true to Carla and Addison. And if I just didn't realize it before now. Well, and really true to the actresses as well. Or at least true to me. Did you enjoy it as much as I did? Wonderful. Let's meet up when the shooting's done for today. But first, maybe we should have a chat with the showrunners. Discuss a new direction for Carla and Addison. After all, sometimes characters just take on a life of their own, you know? They're gonna love it.